Next, you have the date. Here you include the date in which you start your client treatment plan. Remember that the client treatment plan should be started once the full or reassessment is fully completed. So for example, if you started your treatment plan in November, you would include the exact date of November 17th, 2014. Then you have the next review date. Here you include the next review date based on when you started your client treatment plan. So for example, up above, we said that we started our treatment plan on 11/17/14. Therefore, our next review date would be 11/17/15. Remember that treatment plans are good for 365 days.